Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Scott. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Scott. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The catcher, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ty Waller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills strikes out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moreland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Bowa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns takes first base on ball four. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stearns. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Stearns steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is hit by the pitch. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stearns moves to third. Brooks moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire takes first base on ball four. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into center field. Waller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Moreland and he is safe. Wilson steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins bunts towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Backman covering, for the out. Waller moves to second. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to second. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brooks hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gardenhire hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. Backman bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Waller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 0 in the game. Jenkins bunts towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Backman covering, for the out. Waller moves to second. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stearns bunts towards the mound. Jenkins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jenkins. Stearns moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Waller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Verizer. Bauer moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moreland is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Backman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Sweet pinch hits for Mike Scott. Rick Sweet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sweet for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durham. Backman reaches second base with a double. Lee Smith now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Pulleo now pitching. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulleo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Waller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Waller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Smith, and towards Bauer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to second. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-3 in the game. Wills hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to second. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bauer. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Bauer steals third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Buckner scores. Durham moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Rajcik pinch hits for Jesse Orozco. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.